All right, Sam, we have an update now on the Chuck E. Cheese mascot arrest from a couple of weeks ago.
In July, we brought you all the news that there was a mascot down in Tallahassee, Florida, who happened to be working at the Chuck's Entertainment Cheese when he was caught. Police had been looking for him because he was accused in credit card theft, specifically from patrons of Chuck Entertainment Cheese. And he was taking the cards and spending the money, allegedly. And he was arrested in the Chuck E. Cheese costume. We now have the body cam footage of police walking into that children's birthday party where he is entertaining
for real
a circle of children. Full on. There's kids in a half circle as Chuck Entertainment Cheese is doing his thing.
That was big.
Don't resist. Do not resist. Don't.
Let your hands go.
Oh, no.
Let your hands go.
Oh, no. Do not resist.
Did you hear the little kid go, oh, no.
And so you continue to watch the body cam footage. And, of course, they're arresting this man who's accused of crimes. And as each time that they pan away from him, right, because it's strapped to his chest, so he has to physically turn his body for the camera to move. Each time you can see the crowd, there is another kid running away in terror. And then one kid runs by and again says, stop resisting.
Well, good. They're wise. These are wise young people.
And scarred for life. Now, the police at the time tried to claim that they had no other choice. This video certainly argues that they had another choice.
Well, I mean, but now in fairness...
Why not wait?
Okay.
They didn't think he was armed and dangerous, did they?
Should they just wait outside while other crimes are being committed throughout the metropolitan area?
I don't know. Those kids are all going to need therapy now.
That's a great question, but taking Chuck E. Cheese's head off...
You know,
literally,
can you imagine?
Not necessary.
Can you imagine the 911 operator saying, "Yeah, they'll be there later." Right now, they're waiting out a guy at Chuck E. Cheese.
You guys, the video is as bad as you think it is.
It's a half circle of kids. They're all looking at Chuck E. Cheese. Two cops come up from behind him and start saying, "Do not resist. Do not resist. Stop resisting."
God.
And he was wanted on credit card fraud, right?
Specifically for allegedly stealing credit cards from patrons at that establishment.
Of course it's Florida.
And
where else would it be?
And then you see a mom, Sam. What is the mom saying?
I want my money back.
I think she's yelling. They don't take the hat off until he's the mascot head off.
Until he's about ready to walk out the door.
Until he's outside.
So the kids are not traumatized. They still think Chuck E. Cheese is real.
No, they think Chuck E. Cheese is going to the slammer is what
criminal,
they think.
Yeah.
Only in Florida, man. Only in Florida.
Classic.
Stop resisting.
Sad news here from ABC News. A 13-year-old boy has died while setting off fireworks in Oklahoma. The incident occurred last night near an apartment complex in Tulsa where a group of boys were setting off mortar-style fireworks.
Oh, God.
According to police, someone in the group told police that the victim was holding the tube with the mortar facing his head when it ignited. Obviously, it started a fire. Witnesses pulled the teen away from the fire and called 911, but the teenager did not make it. He's not been named, or she has not been. I'm assuming it's a he. Did you hear about this earthquake in Afghanistan? 1,400 people have died. 1,400.
What was the magnitude?
It was a 6.0.
My God.
3,124 were also injured. Mm-hmm. It was about 17 miles east of Jalalabad, which means nothing to me and most of us. After the 6.0 earthquake, then there was a second 5.2 earthquake.
My God.
Anybody see the kid on the monorail at Hershey Park?
How did he get up there?
I do not know. A young boy found wandering atop Hershey Park's monorail track was quickly rescued and reunited with his family, according to a statement from the theme park. The child became separated from his parents, was reported missing at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon over the weekend. According to a statement from Hershey Park spokesperson, the child entered a secured area for the monorail, apparently not that secure.
He's up like 10 stories in the air, by the way.
Slipping past a chained closure at the entrance and a barricaded turnstile. The monorail, thank God, was not in operation at the time. The child was at the closed station roughly 20 minutes before he was discovered walking along the monorail track suspended well above the ground.
So video shows this. There's all these parents below that are screaming at the kid, you know,
stop,
stop, just stay put. Let us try to get to you. I think at one point some parent, not even his parent,
a super dad,
like climbed up there to try to get him down
And carried him down from up top. Yeah.
Were you guys always intrigued by narrow walkways in high places?
No,
never in a million years. I'm afraid of heights.
Oh, I used to always try to run up the wall along Warnell by the plaza.
Oh,
my mom
gosh.
Would have a day.
I told you this once. I was on an escalator at the mall in Topeka, and we just heard this scream. And we're about three quarters of the way, all the way up the escalator. So think about how many stories that is in a mall.
Yeah, sure.
And I look to my left on that black handrail that every escalator has. I see two teeny tiny little hands. A little boy had gone, you know, down on the outside of the escalator. And grabbed on like we used to do as kids, but then got freaked out as he got higher and higher and didn't let go. He rode that thing on the exterior almost all the way up.
Oh, my God.
Until we heard him screaming. I look left.
Oh, my God.
I throw my stuff down. We reach over and grab him.
You saved his life.
My God, he was probably three,
Danny,
four.
Danny, you saved his life.
I mean, he would have, my God, concrete below. So then we've got this kid that does not belong to us. He's crying. We're like, it's okay, buddy. What's your name? It's okay. So we do the loop.
He was on the exterior?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We do the loop, go all the way back down to come back down the escalator with this kid that we're holding. I was probably 16, and we just see this.
Who are you with?
One of my girlfriends from high school.
Oh, my God.
They're going to Claire's. Check out the Orange Julius
stand. Can you imagine if you had reached for him and you missed?
My God, Scott. I still remember that child's name. Because he was just...
What was his first name?
Trevor.
Trevor. Old Trevor.
We said, buddy, what's your name? And he goes, Trevor Corey Brown.
I'll never
forget it as long as I live. And then we just see this dad...
he'd be in his 40s by now.
Running. And we said, he was on the escalator. And the dad goes, he rode up the escalator? We go, no, he was on the outside of the escalator.
That dad should have written you a check for whatever you wanted.
God. You just aged her horribly.
Scared me to death.
Well, yeah, you're right. Sorry about that. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.